Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And it feels like every week we say, wow, what a busy week, but seriously, it was a busy week.
It's crazy, yeah. I am amazed sometimes in how much can be accomplished in a week. And we really do try to take one day of rest. We really try to do that. And this time of year is really difficult for me especially to do that. But, you know, I find rest in the garden. And so, you know, I try to do things that are not stressful or
hard labor.
It's not, yeah, like today, actually, we will probably observe a rest more in the next day or so. So we're going to take a little bit of time for ourselves for a change, really. Very short, but so today I planted some beans, and that was just fun. I'd already worked the ground, so I don't know. There's something about it to me that is restful.
And that's a good thing. And I have played in the kitchen a little bit today. And I mean, truly for me, those experiments with recipes, it is play. I am making a recipe I have not made before. I'll be writing about it on Medium. And it's going to be interesting. We'll try it out after we finish recording the podcast. But a little recipe called butter flakes.
Well, if it's called butter flakes, it has to be good.
I know. Where could you go wrong with butter flakes?
And I'm pretty sure that you had jam out too.
I did. And these are interesting recipes because they were advertisements, I'm guessing, or a promotion put out by the Metagold Dairy company, which is no longer in business, actually. But it uses cottage cheese in the pastry.
Ooh, that's weird.
It is very weird, but I've made a couple of the other things with that same kind of pastry, and it's pretty tasty.
It's really good. Yeah, the first time you made, I don't know, some kind of
chicken pot pie.
Yeah, chicken pot pie, and it was very tender, had a great flavor, and then when you told me there was cottage cheese in it, it was just odd. I like cottage cheese, but that seemed like a very strange way to use it.
It does, but it makes a very tender pastry crust. Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to after the podcast.
I am too. We will have tea and pastries. Yeah. But it's good to have this day of kind of restful, playful sorts of activities. I even took a brief little nap earlier, and that's a good thing because we really did some serious physical labor this week.
Yeah, not only did we have long work days, I know one day we worked about 12 and a half hours. We were working in the sun and doing a lot of digging and hauling, and it was some labor
for
two older gals.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not as young as I used to be.
No.
We hauled lumber, and basically we finished across the south side of the mercantile building and created some more planting spaces for you.
Of course, yeah. Originally, we had planned on doing maybe like a little deck next to the merc, and, you know, maybe having a seating area for when we have special events in the corn crib. Be a real nice location to sit and listen to music or, you know, whatever, and be right there by the garden. But when you offered the option of more planting space,
you can never have too much planting space.
Yeah, we gave up that. I actually gave up that idea. And so now we have four brand new planting beds, and I already have carrots in two of them.
Nice.
I know. So we're going to have more food. Sorry about the people that may have wanted to sit. But actually, you can still sit on the walk that we created.
Right. There is still a little over 3 feet of boardwalk that runs beside the new planting bed. So I think it's going to be a good place that can be enjoyed by many people.
Yeah, and it is another one of those problem areas that we've talked about tackling for a while, because it was the space between the mercantile and the garden, and it was difficult to trim in there and mow. I could barely get the mower. There was just barely enough width. We have a 54-inch deck. There was just barely enough room to get the mower through there, and sometimes I get it stuck on the fence, and you know how that goes.
Well, and we had just determined that it was not functional to have just a grass path through there.
Yeah.
So our creative minds went to work and came up with this plan. There are still a few details, of course, that I want to add to it, but by and large, it's good to go.
Yeah, you did a really good job, because it wasn't just like a straight 3 foot wide path. It was curved because we have this new sidewalk that's curved, and the landscaping was curved, and you had a lot of curves to work with.
And I liked
boards don't really bend very easily.
Not so much. But I liked those curved areas and the interest. Well, the sidewalk we couldn't do anything about. But the landscaping, you had built a nice curve, and it just seemed like something we should work with instead of against.
Well, we did tear it out, though. We tore it out again, and but you created some really nice, I think you did a really good job, because if anyone has ever done decking, you had to hand cut boards and create those curves. And that was not an easy job, and I think it looks really nice.
Well, thank you. It took me a few days to think through how to do it, and a couple of times I needed a break. And, you know, that really works, to step away from a project sometimes and come back to it later with fresh eyes. And you can make a difference doing that kind of thing.
You know, of course, if anyone has built a deck, you know that you don't just throw boards on top of the ground. They have to go into a level foundation. And so that all had to be dug out. And the area that had to come out was some of the toughest, oldest turf, I'm pretty sure, in the world. Not that I would exaggerate or anything.
No, never.
But it was not easy to come out. And some of it had to go in pretty deep to get a nice level foundation. And so it was a lot of work. We, I don't know how many, you dug out the majority of the turf.
Well, and
I hauled it, yes, and dumped it.
And some of it, we were working in a very narrow area.
Yeah.
So that was a good
only
time,
one
too.
Of us could work in that area at a time, because, you know, we're using like a pickaxe and, you don't use those close to a friend.
No, you don't. But we actually came through this one with no injuries.
Right. Yeah, we did. We did pretty good.
We did. So the boardwalk itself is finished. Like I said, a few more details to add, a step at the back end. Some things that we'll add also over time, some guttering, a rain barrel, but for all practical purposes, we were sitting out there on this new boardwalk while we had the mercantile open this past weekend.
Yeah, we even had a customer join us for a little bit. That was fun. And it really kind of felt, we kind of felt guilty about sitting on the deck that we built that took us the whole week to do because we made, what, 4 trips
right
to lumber yards?
You always need something else
oh my
that you
gosh
don't have.
So it was constantly you know, getting lumber. And this is really not the least expensive time to be buying lumber, but we needed it now. And I think it looks great.
I'm pleased with it also. So while we've been doing that, we've also had a couple other things happening. We got honeybees.
Yes, more bees.
More bees. So Friday after the Mercantile closed, we made a quick trip up to the Catlin area and picked up one package of honeybees that we then installed in a new hive on Saturday morning. So in preparing for that on Friday morning, I went out to set up a hive and have that ready for the new bees to move into and checked one of our others. And wow, it was full and they were thinking about swarming.
Yeah. So the timing of being in the hive was really, really good, because probably if you wouldn't have been in there for another, even a couple of days, they would have swarmed.
They would have, which means half of our bees would have left. So I disrupted that instinct. I separated them into two separate boxes, and we are hoping and praying that both of those raise up a good queen and we end up with two from one.
That would be amazing. And it would be a major blessing.
I'm still hopeful that the strongest one, the original, let's call that the mother hive, will produce some honey too this year.
Yeah, that's always the plan, but they were about to go, at least half of them, and you know, who knows what would have happened. But so far this morning, you were actually in the hive a little bit, and I was out there doing some planting around the orchard, and everything, actually they were a little bit cranky, so that's a good sign. That
right,
they have brood and they're trying to protect their hive. So, you know, I had to wear even a veil while I was planting in the orchard.
Which is better than being stung in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't get stung, but they were hitting me in the head a little bit. So that's always a sign. Back off.
Right. It's a good warning. We also had a farm tour early this week.
Oh, yeah.
We had a homeschool group come out, and they were just great kids.
Oh my gosh. They had so many questions, and they used a broad fork just a little bit so they could test that. They used a high wheel cultivator. You know, I was trying to get them to do the whole garden, but they didn't realize that. But no, not really. But they were so, so good, and it was just so fun to do it.
It was. They walked back to the bee yard. They experienced the garden and, like you said, how you go about turning soil. They had great questions. So it was fun to have them here.
And they sent us the most adorable thank you cards.
Oh my gosh. They were just gorgeous.
I just appreciate that. And they're wanting to come back already, so we must have done something right.
We didn't scare them off.
No, we didn't scare them off. And we look forward to having them back, especially, I think, maybe later when we are hopefully have some honey, or when the Three Sisters Garden starts to come up. They were really interested in that, so that they can see that. I'm starting to see a little bit of corn start to peek through, so we'll hopefully get that established, and that would be something they could come back and see.
So a really, really busy week, lots of activities crammed into it. And I think that leads us to a garden tip of the week.
Ooh, yeah, the garden tip of the week. There are so many things we could talk about right now. But one of the things that we do at Five Feline Farm is we try to do companion planting. There's a lot of, some people say that doesn't work. It does work. I believe it works. And so that's one of the things that I do. But one thing that I like to add into my garden is marigolds. And I try to, they will do a lot of different things. You know, some people will say that they will help deter rabbits, and I don't think they really do. I think rabbits probably eat them. But what they do is they encourage the good insects, the beneficials like lace wings and lady beetles, and the kind of beneficial insects that will eat the aphids and hornworms and They'll encourage the parasitic wasps. So it'll bring the good bugs into your garden, but you want the really stinky marigolds, not the fancy ones. So if you're buying them somewhere, give them a sniff. If they smell bad, those are the ones you want.
And I think they make the garden beautiful.
I like them. I like the way they look. They do smell a little bit funky, but they're also really easy to seed save. And so I do that every year too. So put some marigolds in your garden. If you can stand the scent of them, or if you can't, just stay away from them a little bit. But they will, I believe that they really do help encourage the beneficial insects.
And I don't think they smell that awful.
No. So the kitchen tip, the cooking tip of the week?
Yes, it is the season for fresh asparagus. And I did not used to like asparagus, or I didn't think I did, because all I'd been exposed to was canned asparagus. Trust me, asparagus that's straight from the garden is nothing like the canned stuff at all. So you want to get those nice fresh stalks, bend them and let them snap at the place that they will naturally snap off, or trim up the end. This is in the kitchen, not in the garden. And then you can just simply oven roast those with a little salt and pepper and olive oil. Or as we had today, I chopped them into probably about a 1/4-inch slice and sauteed them with some mushrooms and made a frittata with that, with some farm fresh eggs, milk, and yum.
It was quite good. Yes, it was very good. So asparagus season is great. This year we have some purple ones, which are really fun.
Those are fun.
I know, they're just fun. So I like the fun food too that tastes good.
That's right.
So there you have it. We've had a very busy week. As always, we have karaoke coming up on the 15th. We have chocolate lover scones this week at the farm. So just in time for Mother's Day. So check out our all of our social media. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.